T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm David Madden. Here's what's happening. The front runner in the Republican race for governor of Pennsylvania has received former President Trump's blessing with little time to take advantage of it, given the primary is Tuesday. Here's KYW's Mike Daugherty.
Trump says nobody in Pennsylvania has done more or fought harder for election integrity than Doug Mastriano. Mastriano had GOP leadership in Pennsylvania scrambling this week as he leads all polls. Republican insiders feel his views and record are too far right to win over moderates in a general election. Melissa Hart and Jake Corman recently dropped out of the running and announced their support for Lou Barletta. Bill McSween and Dave White remain in the race, and they feel they have a chance to earn the nomination. Trump also backed Dr. Oz for U.S. Senate, and he says the combination of Oz and Mastriano will make an unbeatable pair in November. Democrat Josh Shapiro certainly doesn't think that way. He released an ad about Mastriano political analysts believe is a strategy to boost the profile of his preferred opponent. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And special contributor Larry Kane offers his perspective on what might really be going on here.
For 2 days now, Republican leadership has been urging Trump to endorse Lou Barletta to try and stop Doug Mastriano, who has momentum headed into the election on Tuesday. But it's much more than Mastriano, one of the most hardline election deniers in the country. From leaders involved in the conversations, we get this. Mastriano was selected to save the campaign of Mehmet Oz on two fronts. Oz is running for the Senate neck and neck with David McCormick. But there's another concern. Kathy Barnett, the commentator and Mastriano friend, is surging against both of them in the Senate race. The bottom line, the GOP in D.C. and the area is more concerned about winning the Senate than the governor's race. This decision might work to save the Oz campaign, but it has caused a tremendous division in the Pennsylvania Republican Party that may be hard to fix. Mastriano is now a heavy favorite to win Tuesday for the governor nomination, and Oz and McCormick may fear that Barnett, a Mastriano ally, might now be a bigger threat. This is a most unusual political move just 3 days before the election. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As demolition of the former South Philadelphia oil refinery continues, there's a new report suggesting hazardous levels of benzene are in the air, twice what the law allows. That's according to the nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project. Spokesman Tom Pelton.
We found that the former Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery site in South Philadelphia was the second worst in the country for emitting carcinogenic benzene air pollution.
But since the refinery is shut down, there's not a lot that the EPA can do about it. Neighbors like Earl Wilson want the new owners of the property, Hilco Redevelopment Partners, to be more transparent about their cleanup efforts.
We're just not completely surprised at the fact that the report is showing that the amount of benzene that is being emitted is more than we thought.
Mind you, benzene levels are lower than they were after an explosion and fire back in 2019. That was the beginning of the end for the refinery. Hilco, which is turning the site into a logistics center, did not respond to several calls seeking comment. Philadelphia's teamed up with the local United Way and a group called The Promise. Together, they'll work to assist people with criminal records to clean those records up. Details from KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams.
The Promise made grants to 18 nonprofits to host record-clearing clinics around Philadelphia. The NOMO Foundation, which works to help families break the cycle of poverty, will host the very first clinic on the 21st. Executive Director Ricky Duncan says there will be
the opportunity to get your record expunged. You're going to be able to get clothing, a haircut, a $25 gift certificate, and a job offer on the spot. We're going to have employment offices there as well.
African Americans make up 12.6% of the general population, but constitute 27% of all arrests, and they are also 50% less likely to get employment offers. Duncan adds,
the plight inside the urban community is housing and employment. A lot of people are homeless for a lot of reasons, whether it's credit, their record, people don't want to rent to them.
Sarah Hutton with the United Way says those who were found guilty or pled guilty to any charges may need a pardon through the pardon board, and the lawyers can help with that as well.
And right now, expungements are taking about a year. Pardons are taking about 3. These clinics are really just the initial intake and getting these people the support and information they need to know how to best move forward.
Clinics will be added as they are confirmed. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.